Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you all. Thank you for tuning into Prayer Works Ministry tonight, or this afternoon. And I'm your host this afternoon, Evangelist Khadija Hameen, standing in for Pastor Sheila Hameen. I'd like to remind you that Prayer Works Ministry broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. And we are yet praying for the souls that are on our prayer list, as well as those requesting prayer. So this afternoon, we're going to play a pre-recorded broadcast and hope that you will enjoy it and enjoy Jesus. God bless you.
Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, find my ring.
On the souls of men. Look on every soul that existed on
name, oh Lord. I know you're able to save, you're able to heal, and you're able to deliver. We are trusting in you today, taking you at your word, knowing that your word cannot fail. We're depending on you as never before. Have thine own way, and let thy will be done. Heal them that are sick, those who are suffering, oh Lord, in pain and misery, afflictions in their bodies. Touch them, oh Lord. Heal, Lord. Deliver their souls. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. I know you're able today, and I know you got the power. I pray that you bless in a special way. Bless every listener. Have your way, oh Lord. Let some soul be enlightened. Let somebody receive the word of God, that they might be saved and that they might give their life to you. Help them, oh Lord. I know you're able. I know you got the power. We're dependent on you as never before, looking to you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I pray that you bless all those that are requesting prayer, oh Lord. You know who they are. Save them today. Heal and forgive. Deliver, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost. And I pray that you continue to look on the Ingram Soul family. Continue to touch, oh Lord. Strengthen them. Bless and make ways for them. Work things out. You know what's going on. You know how to fix it, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, make a way out of no way. Oh, my God, have your way. Let your will be done today. And we thank you today for this prayer. We thank you for every listener.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you for what you're going to do. We pray that you continue to bless your people everywhere. Look on the saints of God everywhere. Encourage their hearts. Help them to stand, oh Lord. Help them to press their way. Help them to go forward in there. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, look on your churches everywhere. Look on your pastors, your elders, your ministers, evangelists, the missionaries, the deacons, the lay members, and the mothers. I pray that you will touch them, encourage their hearts, give them strength, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord, to endure. In the name of Jesus, now, Lord, I pray that you will send your word, send your anointing on this broadcast, and we'll be careful to give thy name the praise, the glory, and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell, and good evening and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and the promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all, and you can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. And we invite you to worship with us and praise the Lord with us. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 92nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And again, that's the 92nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to shew forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore." Thank God for giving of his word. The 92nd number of Psalm, the first throughout the 8 verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/grace Prayer Works Ministry. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, you can email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com to send us postal mail. You can use the mailing address, P.O. Box 27148, that's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you're a clergy and you're feeling bold, or you just want to have remarks after the word, you have a testimony you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you'd like to read, you can give us a call. We'll be live on the broadcast at 551-241-6677. If you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Neville Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-303-5995. That access code is 565-2166. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. On Thursday, that's 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Minister Emmanuel Hogue team up with Evangelist Brad Leach tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We are continuing to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep the bereaved Ingram soul family in our prayers. We're praying for the bereaved Harrell family, Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L. and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmonds family, Mrs. Jill Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, all of the bereaved families, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to ask if Evangelist Maybell wouldn't mind coming back and giving some words of encouragement and introducing our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I'd like to say to every listener out there, if you know Jesus, I'm encouraging you to stay with him and fight a good fight. Glory to God. You got to press your way and overcome whatever Satan throws in your way. Sometimes he tries to attack you in many different ways. Sometimes he'll attack your mind. But you got to fight the devil back and learn to trust in God. And the word of God tells us that thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. So keep your minds on the Lord. Keep trusting in the Lord and look to him to take you through whatever situation you might be in. And if you don't know him, I encourage you to hear the word of God that your soul might be saved. And the Lord is yet in the saving business, and he's willing and able to deliver your soul. So as we prepare our hearts for the word of God, at this time, we're going to introduce to you in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple Church of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast tonight and for you taking the time to tune in. And at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humble as we know how. Lord, we open our hearts and we open our ears that we may hear from you. Lord, speak to us. Speak to our minds. Speak to our hearts. Lord, minister to us through your word. We're waiting on you, O God, for without you, we can do nothing. But Lord, we know that everything we need is in your word. The healing for our minds, our bodies, our souls, We believe it right now, and we count it done. And, Lord, we thank you. We pray this prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the opening prayer. Thank God for that was read. I thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words. It is important that we fight the good fight of faith. Amen. And it's important that we don't give up and that we don't take down. And I'm going to prepare now to go to the Word of God. So if you have your Bibles and you want to read along, go with me to the book of St. Mark, the first chapter. St. Mark, the first chapter. Excuse me. Let me make sure that's the scripture I want to speak from tonight. St. Mark, chapter 1, beginning with verses 1 and 2. And then I just want to move through this chapter and skip down to verse 9, from 9 to 15. And then in the latter portion of the chapter, starting around verse 35. So we'll begin at the beginning of this chapter. St. Mark 1 and 1 reads, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." So let's go down to verse 9. "And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. Now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Going down to verse 35. "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place. And there Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, All men seek for thee. And he said unto them, Let us go into the next town, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogue throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him and forthwith him away, unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, shew thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places. And they came to him from every quarter." Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, the thought I'd like to leave with you is, will you be a witness for the Lord? Praise God. It's a question. Will you be a witness for the Lord? In this chapter, this is a record of Jesus, the beginning of his gospel. the Lord. He had come to be baptized by John the Baptist. And after he was baptized, when he came up out of the water, the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove. And this was a sign to John the Baptist, Jesus was the Son of God, the Lamb of God. And the voice came from heaven, from God, how God began to speak directly to Jesus, saying to him, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Tithes and came up out of the water, and God spoke to him. The Spirit of God drove him into the wilderness, where he was in there for 40 days and 40 nights, and he fasted. He was being tempted of Satan. He was with the wild beast, but the angels ministered to him during that time. And I said that to say this, that sometimes when the Lord will time to humble ourselves and go before God as Jesus did. Right after he was baptized and he heard the voice of God saying that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, Jesus humbled himself and he denied himself, went before God in fasting and praying. Glory to God. And this is an example to all of us. No matter how God bless us, we have to remember to remain humble before God. And so the angels ministered to Jesus while he was in the wilderness. And then after John the Baptist was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. This was the beginning of his ministry, even though he had already done many great and mighty works after his baptism and that fast three-year ministry prior to his crucifixion. So the Lord came preaching the word of God, the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. It's time to repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Repent from all your wrongdoing. Be godly sorry to the point where you never want to sin against God anymore. Praise the Lord. Following this, after the Lord had begun to preach the gospel, started walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he called the apostles, Simon, Andrew, also James and John. He called them into the ministry, called them and made them apostles. Praise be to God. And then further down into the chapter, we see where Jesus, he began to pray to heal many who were sick of various diseases and those who were possessed with devils. Jesus cast out many devils. He healed so many people. He went into their synagogues and he preached as one having authority and not as the scribes. And the people, they were astonished at his doctrine. Praise God. Down at verse 35, after Jesus had prayed for the people who had gathered at the door where he was and those who were possessed with devils, he healed many people. He cast out many devils. And when he had gone to rest, he got up early before the day broke, and he went out, parted into a solitary place so he could pray. And Simon and all those who were with him, they followed Jesus, and they found him, and they told him that all men seek him. They were looking for Jesus because there were so many people who needed to be ministered to. There were so many people who were sick and many who were possessed of devils. People needed to hear the gospel of the kingdom. And Jesus, verse 38, and he said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. This is the reason why I came. He didn't stay in one place, but he began to go into other towns and villages and cities and preach the gospel. And that's what this ministry is all about. It's not about staying in one place, one spot, but moving about and being a witness for the Lord, telling somebody about Jesus. And also, Jesus began to preach in their synagogue. And while he was preaching and ministering to the people, he also cast out devils. This was a great part of his ministry. And those of us who are witnesses for the Lord, when we go out and we with the Lord has invested in us power and authority to cast out devils. Hallelujah. But many witnesses are not using that power. They have unbelief and they have fear and drawback. But it's time now, hallelujah, to minister according to the will of God. There's so many people possessed with devils. There's so many of them stricken with and diseases and affliction. And we as witnesses and ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, this is all part of our ministry. Praise be to God. And during the course, Jesus preaching and ministering, there came a leper to him. And this person was unclean and considered to be unclean and really was not supposed to be mingling in the city. But he heard about Jesus, and he came to Jesus begging of him, kneeling down before him, saying to him, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus had compassion on him. He was moved with compassion, stretched forth his hand, put his hand on him and touched him and said to him, I'll make you clean. And he commanded him, saying, be thou clean. Soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. The Lord worked a miracle right on the spot. It was immediate. As soon as he spoke the word, the man was made clean. Glory to God. However, Jesus didn't want this to be publicized at that particular time. Nevertheless, the man was so happy for what the Lord had done, he just couldn't hold his peace. Glory to God. Even after Jesus charged him, straightly charged him and told him to say nothing, don't mention it, don't tell nobody about it, but just go and go show yourself to the priest. Offer the cleansing, the things that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them, and keep this to yourself. But he just could not keep it to himself. He just could not hold that miracle that the Lord had wrought for him. But he went out. And I tell you, I just began to think about how this man went out and he began to publish what the Lord had done. And this Bible uses the term blaze abroad the matter. I mean, this testimony was blazed abroad. I mean, it was told everywhere he could go to as many as he could tell it to. He was a witness that God is a healer. He was a witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He told so many people to the point where Jesus couldn't even go out openly anymore without being inundated with multitudes of people. And he just out in the desert places, and until the time for him to do certain things. And so that's where he stayed, in those outer quarters. Glory be to God, because people were coming from everywhere looking for Jesus. And you know, today we are to publicize the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are to promulgate. We are to preach it like never before. When the enemy is trying to rise up against us and stop us from preaching the gospel, we ought to preach it that much more. We ought to blaze this thing abroad. I mean, put it out there like never before. Praise God. The words of encouragement came to us on through Evangelist May, and she was saying that we should stay in the fight. You know, we should fight the good fight of faith. Amen. And it is a fight. Sometimes the enemy is trying to stop us, but we have to keep on fighting and keep on preaching the word of God. Keep on being a witness. Will you be a witness, a sanctified witness, a dedicated witness, a witness that won't take down or draw back, but will go out there and tell somebody about Jesus to the point where whoever you tell is looking for Jesus, seeking after the Lord, crying out for him, trying to find him, trying to make their way to Jesus. Praise be to God. And that's what happened here with this leper. He just told it. I mean, he told it. I just had to chuck the way the Bible describes how he blazed it abroad. Oh, praise God. You got to put it on blaze. Put it on blast. Tell everybody. Don't hold back. Amen. But let everybody know that Jesus saves. Amen. That the kingdom of God is at hand. It's time to repent. It's time to give up your ways. It's time to receive forgiveness for the sins you've committed. Glory to God. It's time to do the work of the Lord. If you know what God has given you to do, it's time for you to do that work. Praise the Lord. And the Lord, he will help you. He will send forth his ministry. For the word of God on tonight, just thank God, praise the Lord, because of the truth, the Lord has given us a great example of what it means to be a witness for him, for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And prayed up. We have to be consecrated. When we're doing a ministry or a work for God, we need to be prayed up and consecrated, because we will encounter interference from the evil forces. Satan will rise up against us. Evil spirits will cry out. Evil forces will fight against us. But we have to fight and be a witness for the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for the word of God. And tonight we give way for you who don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, who have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Tonight, the invitation is extended to you to come and receive the Lord Jesus in your heart. Come now. Turn from your ways. Walk away from the life that you've been living, a life that you know God is not pleased with. Turn away from that life. Anyone that seems to be holding you back, no matter who it is, could be family member, could be a friend, could be an acquaintance, whoever it may be. Just walk away and give your life to Jesus. The time is at hand. Right now is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Not another minute. Not another second. Right? Tomorrow is not promised. Now, let us go to God in prayer. Anyone with a prayer petition, anyone that have a desire of the Lord, you also are welcome to give God a chance, to try God, to come to him, and to believe him according to the scriptures. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you tonight for your mercy. We thank you, oh God, for being so gracious toward us. We bless your name and we praise you, Lord. We magnify you. Oh God, we humble ourselves asking you for mercy and for grace. Lord God, lay your hand upon us. Touch, heal, deliver, and make whole, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, blot out transgressions given. Lord God, look on those tonight who have repented in their hearts, desiring, Lord, to accept you as their personal Savior. Lord, make yourself known unto them. Manifest yourself unto them in the name of Jesus. Forgive their sins, Lord, and take away their sins. Lord God, fill their souls with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. Make them witnesses for you, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We pray, O God, that you will send your healing virtue, that you will touch, Lord, heal. Right now, rebuke the conditions that are plaguing the sick tonight. Lord God, rebuke cancer. Rebuke diabetes in the name of Jesus. Lord God, rebuke all manner of sickness and diseases in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we pray right now that you will raise them up off the sick bed. Lord God, if they've committed any sins, let their sins wash them and clean them up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, my God, and we're depending on you. We are looking to you. But we know, God, that there's nothing too hard for you. We are praying tonight, Lord, for all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We are praying a special prayer, oh God, for those, Lord, who are seeking a special blessing tonight. Bless them, oh Lord, according to the need in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we know that you can and you will do great and mighty things. And there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. And Lord God, you specialize in things impossible. Oh, blessed Savior, we come to you tonight, Lord, asking for comfort and for consolation for those who are dealing with bereavement. Lord, who are going through and feeling a broken heart, pain in their heart from the loss. Oh, my God, give them comfort. Uphold them, Lord, and see them through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are waiting on you. We are depending on you, for without you we can do nothing. We are nothing, oh, God. And we just thank you tonight for your goodness and for your mercy. Oh, Lord God, remember your people everywhere. Remember every member of the body of Christ, Lord God, from the least to the greatest. Bless your people, Lord, and bring us together. Unite our hearts as one. Lord God, move all around the world. Strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. We believe it, and we count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for your healing power. Thank you for delivering, oh, God. We give you everything you've done for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We thank you
for healing our bodies, for healing us and making us whole. Oh, glory to your name. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify your holy name. We thank you right now for this prayer service, Lord, and bless us to return at the next appointed time and hour. Oh, God, that we may give glory and honor and praise to your holy name. We believe it, Lord, and we thank you. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for the word of God. We thank God for each one of you. And now at this time, we open up the line for remarks coming through our clergy. Anyone desiring to have remarks, you may do so at this time. The line is open, and you may have remarks. Praise God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. I thank God because who want to be a witness? Who will be a witness? Praise God. I'm telling you, when the Lord work in your life, you will be a witness. You might say, I'm not going to tell anybody, but when the Lord come in and when the Lord deliver, whatever it is, you're going to go and you're going to tell somebody else. You're going to make it known what God has done and that this was the Lord's doing. And I thank God, sometimes the devil don't want you to tell it. But if it's in there, you're going to open your mouth and you're going to tell it. Praise God. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist. I mean, beautiful message. And I tell you, it's a timely message because we need to be a witness. Get out there and witness and tell somebody the word of God. Tell somebody that God can save them and God can deliver them. We can't keep this thing shut up to ourselves. The Bible said if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So we have to share this with somebody else. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for that beautiful message. And I want to encourage you, Vanessa. I mean, just keep on working, keep on telling it, and keep allowing the Lord to have his way in your life. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks. Any other remarks? The line is open, online and in the conference. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. We thank God. If not, moving right along. We just thank God for this broadcast on tonight. Thank the Lord for how he continues to bless. And I just want to say that I'm encouraged. I was in that district meeting last weekend, and the Lord really blessed us. He sent his word, and my soul was touched. My heart was touched, and I received strength. I received encouragement. My faith was increased, and I thank the Lord for how he blessed us in our district meeting. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, I'm excited and I am ready to go out and witness and tell somebody what God has done. Amen. So I want to encourage everyone, that let's be that witness that is not shy about telling what the Lord has done. And I can recall, like Evangelist May said, down in you, if God has done a work in you, no matter how you think, you won't say something. God will motivate you. The Spirit of God will move you, and you'll find your mouth coming wide open, and you'll be witnessing for the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. So I was sitting on a bus, and the Lord began to move on me to speak to the people on the bus out in the public. Amen. Bus was packed. So I was going back and forth with the Lord, going back and forth because of, and nevertheless, none of that mattered. When it's time to do for the Lord, it's time to do for the Lord, and that's it. It's not about us. No matter what your outward appearance looked like, that's just the outward appearance. Amen. Forget about yourself and just focus on the Lord, and God will bless. Praise the Lord. So I'm encouraging you to just take the word of God then and apply it to your own life. And we invite you to return on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. We'll be at Forest Park Senior Center for our service, and that is at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Our service begins at 3:30, and we will also be streaming the service live while we are having service at the center. Praise God. If you're in the neighborhood, go on in and worship the Lord with us. Amen. You can also just tune in. If you're not in the neighborhood, in a different place, just tune in and worship the Lord with us on air. Amen. Praise God. Is there anything else before we close out? If not, we ask you to continue to pray for us. And we do thank you for your continued prayers and for your support, praying for all of those on the prayer list, and especially for those who are dealing with bereavement. Let us keep them in our prayers. Amen. Is that somebody else? Anything else?
That's me.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, that was me, Evangelist.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for the broadcast on tonight. This does conclude the broadcast for this evening. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.
Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.
At the University of Baltimore, you'll get more than a college degree. You'll be immersed into a community of impact, where you'll be inspired to make a difference.